from the memory of Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna Hane Beitzosa Demeshan. Ein Metalfun Behem Elo Ba'arba. That has to be Ba'arba because it's speaking about Dalet Ames. So let us again see Rashi. Beitzosa Beitzosa Sfinois Ktanois. Uktsoris Milamato, and they get very thin and narrow towards the bottom of the svine, ad kechudai shel sakin. Gets still thin, kechudai shel sakin, shekoirin kvaiti. So these svinois ain't metalplin bahem. So if a person is in the svine, ain't metalplin bahem elo ba'arba, ain't metalplin b'soicham, you cannot be metalplin them, the lav rishus hayochid ninu. Because they are not a Rishus HaYochid. Why aren't they a Rishus HaYochid? She'ein b'roch bon arba milamato. Because when we will look at the bottom of the ship, so there is no roich of arba, lefikoch ein mechitzeseyem mechitzes. So their mechitzes are not mechitzes. So l'cheire will see Rashi later, l'cheire Rashi is saying as follows. In order to have a Teiris Mechitza, it has to be Makif, it has to surround a Rishus of Dalet Tvochim ala Dalet Tvochim. If it does not surround such a Rishus, it does not have a Teiris Mechitza. So the area that is not surrounding Dalet al Dalet, when the ship gets narrow on the bottom, so this area does not have a Teiris Mechitza. So let's take that away. That's Kiman the Lesser. Now, where it does have a Teiris Mechitze, so that's towards the middle of the ship, so that is called a Mechitze Tluya. He says the Mechitze does not reach the floor. The Mechitze is still the middle of the ship, and then Veinenu. So there's a problem of a Mechitze Tluya. That would seem Shat and Rashi. It's a Memele, so it's a Mechitze Tluya, so it does not have a din of a Rishus HaYochid. So Memeila, one is not permitted to be metaltal more than Dalet Ames. V'loya amora, so now Rav Huna continues. Elo she'ein bepochais mishloisha arbo. That there is not less than three tvochim in the narrow part before it becomes arbo. That means there's not less than three tvachim, that means there is three tvachim. There is at least three tvachim of area in the ship that does not have a roich of arbo. So therefore we cannot say lavut. So then we have a mechitza tluya, because the mechitza ends in the middle of the ship, and we have three tvachim of area that is without mechitzes. So mamela, then we have a problem with the mechitza. Avol yesh bepochais migimol arbo, but if from the narrow part of the ship, which is the bottom of the ship, till where it becomes a roichev of arbo, we have less than three tvachim, less lonbo. So then there is no problem, because then we say lavot. So then we will connect the mechitza to the bottom of the ship, because it is less than three tvachim. Let us see Rashi. V'loy amboron elo v'shekotze sholehen, their bottom, the end, is gavoya sholosh, she'en rochev dalet lemato, ba'oit sholei higbiya gimel mikarka yisot. That there is not a rochev dalet before it became three tvachim. Ba'afilu yesh beroch bo yud goiva, even though later, when we will progress going from the bottom, the first three tvachim do not have a roich of arba. But even though later, when the ship gets wider, yesh beroch bo yud goiva, there is a roich of dalet with a yud goiva, so that means we have mechitzais yud, loy mishteri. The given the tachtoinais lav mechitzeninu, havelei tluya. Since, but underneath it doesn't have a teiris mechitze, So this is Keman the lesser. So Memela the Mechitza on top, which is Yud, is a din of a Mechitza Tluya, which cannot be Mate. But what is Sha'ad Sheloi Higviyoi Gimel Hirchivoi Dalet? What is before it became Gimel Tvachim, you already were had a Reichiv Dalet? So that means that from the bottom of the ship till where the mechitzas begins, we have less than three tvachim. Harei hein kimi shekakoi sehen oile ad kan. So it's just like the karkoi sasvina is oile ad kan. Umechitzoi sehen mechitzoi. So then if we lift up the karka, so then the mechitza will become a mechitza. If there's less than gimel tvachim from the bottom till when it becomes a mechitza, then we will say lovot, we will lift up the karka, out the din of lovot, so it means that the mechitza has a floor, the mechitza is not tluya. Between you and me, I don't understand exactly how you make the lovot. Usually you make lovut, you have 2 points, and one is less than three tvachim away from the other, so you bring it together, you attach the 2 points. That is the kunz of lovut, if it is toich gimel. L'chayre, here we have something like a triangle. We have an angle on the bottom, but we don't have the top part of the triangle. That means we have these two corners, and then the ship goes up further. So what do you make the lovot to? That means even though this is toich gimel, but there's no floor, unless there is some boards there on the floor they're walking on, then you can make lovot, you can attach this to the boards with, if they are walking on it. But lu yitzuyah, there is empty space from the reichiv dalet. If there's empty space from the Reichiv Dalet to where it gets narrower, so what is the lover to? It's an area, it's less than Gimel Tvachim, but there's a Cholol in between. Unless maybe, I really don't understand, unless there are some boards and make the lover to the boards, because you have to make a lover to a space in the Reichiv Dalet. The Reichiv Dalet is also hollow. So I don't understand how you make the lover. But Al Koponim, it says that if it is less than Gimel Tvachim, then we raise the bottom till where the mechitzas begin, and so then it's not a mechitza tluy anymore. Then the mechitza reaches the karkois hasfina. Ve'imolinu kani ve'ulvini. What is, if there is a goiva gimel? If there is a goiva gimel, and you can say lovot, but what is the din if he filled up this area of goiva gimel, this area of gimel tvachim, he filled it up with branches, so now we have, so then the floor starts from where the mechitza ends, the floor starts from where the mechitza, ends, so again it is not a mechitza tluya, we have here a geherige mechitza, is also less lonbo. Let us see Rashi. Ulvini agovedake, bimalinu admokim rochbon, if he filled up this narrow area of the ship till it becomes dalit, areihen kshayris letalto, so now we have a floor. Now the mechitza is not tluy anymore. So memela. So then one will be permitted to be metaltol. So you have a mechitza, and you have a roichev dalet. So you have a geherige reshus hayochid. That's what Rashi says. V'molinu ad mokeim rochbam. So the reshash tain is lochayri that is not necessary. You don't have to be Memale ad mokim rochbon. You only have to be male till toich gimel. As long as it's memule till toich gimel, then you'll say lovod again. The whole problem is because the whole bottom area is gimel tvachim, so you can't say lovod. You'll put in the little branches. So now from the reichiv dalet till the Kani ve'ulveni. There's less than Gimel. So memele, then you'll say, lavot. That's what the Rishash Tain is. Yeah. Zakte Gemara weiter. So that is the halacha that Rav Huna said. Maskif lo Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said he doesn't understand the problem with this ship. What is the problem? You have a mechitza tluya. The mechitza is no good. The lema good aches mechitza. Let's schlep the mechitza. That means we have here a roichev dalit. And then it gets thinner. So the thin part is command the less, doesn't have a teres mechitza. So it's a mechitza tluya. So let us say good achis, and we'll schlep this doifen all the way down to the bottom of the ocean. So it's not tluya anymore. There's a chesaron of tluya. That's what Rashi says. A mechitza that is hanging, that does not reach the karkois of his shoes, is a chesaron of mechitza tluya. So let's go and extend this mechitza. Let's bring it all the way down to the bottom of the ocean. So memela, it's not tluya anymore. And the minute it's not tluya, so memela, so we'll solve all our problems. The lema good aches mechitza. Let us schlep and bring down this mechitza. Milo isanyo, we learned in Abaraisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Oimel. Noatz kone b'rishus harab. A person stuck in a pole in a rishus harab. Uberoi shoi traskel. And on top of the pole, he has a basket, but it's an upside down basket. He has an upside down basket that is on top of the pole. So the basket, so if you have an upside down basket, so you have the mechitzes of the basket are facing downwards. V'zorak v'nochal gabov, and a person was standing in the Rishus Aram, and he went in through on top of the traskel. That means if it's upside down, so it hit the bottom of the traskel from the outside. Chay, so he's chay. Why? Alma mrinen good achis mechitzte. We schlep the mechitzes of the traskel all the way down to the ground. So now it's considered that this traskel is equivalent to an omud gavoya yud v'rochav dalet. We just schlep down mechitzes. So you say good achis mechitzte. Hochenami neime good achis mechitzte. So memele, just like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, by traskel, good achis, or by beitzosa, the mation, let us also say good achis. Let us see Rashi. V'leime good achis, micheneged midas rochbon ha'olyoim, from where it is still wide, from where it has a teiras mechitze, ulamato, and we'll schlep it all the way down, ki'ilu hein yerdeis adakarke mibachut, so these mechitzes will go down all the way mibachutz, it will surround the narrow part of the ship. But now these mechitzas will not be tluyas. Traskel ein omoik yud. Now by traskel eva meira dike chiddush. This basket is not a basket that is deep ten tfochim. Va'onu moidedim loy goiva yud. Here we even make a goiva yud. Shemidas hakone, the height of the pole, oila loy begoivoy, that helps in the goiva of the traskel. That means since the traskel is al koponim yud tfachim away from the kalke, thanks to the pole. So memela, so we will say good achis, and we will schlep down the mechitzas of the traskel to the ground. And we'll say good achis. Vakone ein rochiv arbo. The kone is not roichev arbo, el sha'onu oimrim, b'mechitzes ha'traskel, good achit. So if the kone would be roichev arbo, so then you would have an omud, that's roichev arbo, and gavoy asor, so you have a reshus ha'yochid without, you don't need good achit over here. But what kone in roichev arbo, sha'onu oimrim, b'mechitzes ha'traskel, good achit. V'nimtzo makifos es hakonen. They surround the konen. V'havelu hekif hamechitzes. So we have the mechitzes are surrounding the area mina karko lamalo. From the karka up, the whole area is surrounded with lomdashim mechitzes of gudachit. L'shav yei roishay rishus hayochit. That the roish is a rishus hayochit. Vim zorak mirshus arabim, v'noch al gabo chay. So memele has a din of rishus hayoch. So memele. So that was Rav Nachman's kasha and Rav Huna. So what do you say? You have a mechitza teluya. But l'chayra let us say good achis. Maskev lo Rav Yosef, so the Gemara says first, Rav Yosef asked Rav Nachman, ולא ישמיעו לו דה אמר רב יהודה אמר רב, ומותו בו משום רב חיה, ותוני עלו וחכמים פויטרם. The Chachamim disagree with Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda is a davar muskim. Rav Yosef and Yehuda holds like that, but we don't paskin. The Chachamim disagree with Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda. They say you do not say good achis, so fartik, so memele. That is the answer to your question. Let us see Rashi. Umotu bo yeshe motu bedova lachia v'loi mesherab chiyoma v'chachamim poitrin. Alme lo yamrinen good achis lahater mechitza tluya. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Hani beitzoso demeshon. L'peirish Rashi demeforesh. Sheheng tzoris milamato. Rashi explained this ship is tzoris milamato. Does not have dalad al dalad milamato. Koshe. Dechihechi di bottle midin rishus hayochit. Just like it does not have a din rishus hayochit. Bishum dules bohu dalet. Just like it is not a reshus hayochid, because it does not have a reshus hayochid, needs two chesroines. One chesroin is, reshus hayochid needs two tnoim. One tnoim needs a mechitza yud, and another tnoim needs a reichem dalet al dalet. So Tosfos asked, Tachihechi di bottle midin reshus hayochid, bishum dules bohu dalet, because there is not dalet al dalet milamata. Ochanami li bottle midin kalmelis. So it's also not a kalmelis. Kedi omar bepeiri kame. The ein kalmelis pchusa midalit. That a kalmelis also has to have dalit a dalit, nor it have a shem kalmelis. Vakilu bo rabbonon mikulei reshus hayochid. The rabbonon gave a kalmelis the kulis of reshus hayochid. That what? Then not all the time is it a kalmelis. The Ava mokim dalet, Avi kalmelis, the Eloi mokim ptu. Frektach Tosfos, Amoyrodike kasha. Frektach Tosfos, you have problems over here on this ship. Rashi says the problem is there's a mechitza tluya. Tosfos says there's another problem also. That the kakois hasfin is not dalet al dalet. So you don't have an area of dalet al dalet. So that makes it is not a rishus hayoch. But Tosfos asks, in order to be a kalmelis also needs dalet al dalet, in order to have a shem kalmelis. If you do not have a kalka dalet al dalet, automatically it becomes a mokem ptur. So mele factor Tosfos amoyre de kekashe. So einach anami doesn't have a din of a rishus hayochid, but it also doesn't have a shem kalmelis, because a kalmelis needs dalet al dalet. You don't have your dalet al dalet, because the floor is less than dalet al dalet. So if you don't have dal dal dalet, so it's a mokim too. So if it's a mokim too, so it should be mutter to walk the whole thing. It should be mutter. He just said, since it's not a rishus hayoch, it's a problem, same with talton bo yoisem idalet. He says, no, you're right, it's like not a rishus hayoch, but it's not a kamalas either. So the minute it's not a kamalas, it's a mokim too. If it is a mokim too, so it should be permitted to be metalton more than dal dal dalet. On this kasha of Tosfos, there are three terutzim. Two terutzim the Ritva brings, and one peretz the Megina Shloimeh says. The Ritva says as follows, that is true, that a kalmelis needs dalet al dalet. That's from the tenoyim of a kalmelis. He says, but the kivin sheyesh lamaila roichiv dalet kishir kamlis, but in this ship there is a roichiv dalet. That means on the top of the ship, the top area of the ship, you have a roichiv dalet, you have 10 tfachim with a roichiv dalet. Now what is the karkois asvina does not have a roichiv dalet? Like pidul chalchomim al karkoisoi shehu kotza. So this statement is on, as long as there is an area that has a cholol of dalad al dalad, that is called a kam. Aval rishus ayochid yeraise, by rishus ayochid yeraise, boi mokim tashmi sheigam bekake isa roichem dalad. In order to make a rishus ayochid, that wouldn't be sufficient. You're right. If you do not have a mokim to use dalad al dalad, so doesn't have a shame rishus ayochid. But, in order the chumra of Karmelis, you don't need all the tnoim of Rishus Ayochid. As long as you have a cholol dalet milamaylo, it has a shame Karmelis. If it has a shame Karmelis, it's also letalpo b'seichet. That is teretz number one. Teretz number two, he brings down from the Ra'or, and the Chidush Yeran says this teretz, amu'im deke teretz, amachudish deke teretz. He says, the Ra'o says as follows. We know there are four Rishuyis. Rishus Arab, Rishus Ayochid, Amokim Ptur, and the Karmelis. We are under the impression, Amokim Ptur is Amokim Ptur, no man's land. You can do everything with it. It's not a Rishus Ayochid, it's Meirdik. Amokim Ptur, you can take from Amokim Ptur to Rishus Arab, you can take from Amokim Ptur to Rishus Ayochid, it's Meirdik. So the Ra'o says, the only kule that exists by a mokim ptur is to take from one rishus to the other rishus. You can take from a rishus arab to a mokim ptur, a rishus ayochet to a mokim ptur. That you can do. But to be metaltal in a mokim ptur more than dalad amas, you can't. State elgitznit in shas, that you can be metaltal more than dalad amas on a mokim ptur. He says the only place you can metaltal dalad amas is a kamel, is a rishus ayochet. Rishus Ayochid, there's a hefet tiltul to carry more than dalad amas. If it does not have a shame Rishus Ayochid, a fellow it is a mokim ptur, there's no hefet tiltul dalad amas. So memeile, so it's a teretz on Taisvus kash. What is Taisvus asking? Just like it's not a Rishus Ayochid, it's not a kamelis. So the Rosh says, so it's not a kamelis, it's a mokim ptur. But a mokim ptur is also to be metaltul dalad amas. Ravuna said, as long as it's not a Rishus HaYochid, you don't ever have to total dalad amas. That is teretz number two. Teretz number three, the Megina Shloime says as follows. The Megina Shloime says that what is Taisvus Kash? Taisvus Kash is a mokim ptur. It is a din of a mokim ptur. So the Megina Shloime says a very interesting teretz. That is true. It is a mokim ptur. But this mokim ptur is surrounded, it's in water. This mokim ptur is surrounded, that means the bottom part of the ship where people walk, let's say that is a mokim ptur. But this bottom part of the ship is surrounded in water, which has a din of a kamelis. Now, if the mechitzes, which are surrounding this mokim ptur, would have a teiris mechitze, so then it's a gate benishton, but then it's surrounded with water. But it's moved from the water. There's a kamelis around it, but I'm a mokim ptur. But since these mechitzes do not have a teiris mechitze, because if it is not makiv dalet fochim, it doesn't have a teiris mechitze, so maybe so these mechitzes are command the lesser. So you have a kamelis that is, you have a mokim ptur that is exposed and surrounded by a kamelis. So there's a svare motza mines minei veneya. Since the kamelis is also a mokim ptur mikaradin lemaisa, it's also so. This becomes bottle to the kamelis. So memeila, so the Megina Shloime says that it gets a din kamelis. Since the mechitzes do not have a teiris mechitze. So we say the mechitzes are command the lesser, so it's ki'ilu porutz b'mokim, ki'ilu, like it's porutz to a karmelis. So since it's porutz to a karmelis, So Memele, so therefore has a Din Kamos. Zok the Megine Shloime. So with this we can understand the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was, let us say, good Aches Mechitze. So he asks, how will good Aches help the situation? He says, good Aches will make that now that he schlepped the Mechitzes all the way down. So he schlepped the Mechitzes all the way down, so now it's not Poretz anymore to the Yam. So Memela, so now it still remains a Mokim Ptur. It won't become a Rishus Hayochid. It's still a Mokim Ptur. But now, since it's not Poretz to a Karmelis, because the Mechitzes are Mavdol between the Yam and the Svina, so Memela, so therefore we'll say that, therefore it'll be a Mokim Ptur, that you don't say Motza Minas Minoi Bineya. So these are three I found them how to fa'emfer Shitas Rashi. The Ritve Nachum will hold that it's a Karmelis out the Cholol Dalet. The Ra'or holds that even though it is a Mokim Ptur, there's still a Yisr Tiltul Dalet, Amis. And the Megine Shloimeh wants to say, since there are no Mechitzes that are Mavdal between this Mokim Ptur and a Karmelis, so we say Motze Minas Minei Veneya, and the Mokim Ptur becomes Nigrar to the Karmelis, and has a Din Karmelis, even though it doesn't have the dimensions of a Karmelis. Now Taisus asks a second kasha. My porich leim a good aches mechitze. What is the Gemara's kasha? Let us say good aches mechitze. Ma moyo sheyei a mechitzes mi bachutz. How will it help that you have mechitzes mi bachutz? Kiven shemi bifnim, ein shom revach mokim dalit. Mi bifnim, you don't have a revach mokim dalit. So Taisva says, so even though you have mechitzes mi bachutz, it still won't make it a rishus hayochid. Because bifnim, you don't have a revach mokim dalit. V'loi niche tashmi shom. So this is what I mentioned before. This, that's the beginning Shlomo wants to answer. Ein achanami. You won't make it a Rishus HaYochid, but Al-Kaponim won't be poured to a Karmelis. But now Taisus asks a new Kashe. This is a Moirdike Kashe, which we do not have a Teretz on this Kashe. V'doifen ha-Svine shebekotzer, the doifen ha-Svine in this narrow area, mevatel good achis, k'moi chaluke b'machzeles t'la'el. Now, Bachsame, he's saying, Amoyredike Kashe over here. How will good Aches help the situation? Good Aches is we schlep the Mechitzes all the way down. We schlep the Mechitzes all the way down. And let us say the way Take, let us say the way we were Medaik in the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi spoke about the whole problem is Mechitza Tluye. The problem is the Mechitza is hanging in the Luft. So how do we solve this problem? We extend the mechitza all the way down, so it is not tluy anymore. Is that the metaisus factor amoyredike kasha? But why aren't the mechitzas, which are in existence by the ship, why aren't they good mechitzas? So we say they're not good mechitzas because they're not makif a rishus dalet. They're not surrounding a rishus dalet. Now, if you're going to say good aches mechitza, you're going to schlep down the mechitzas of the ship, are these mechitzas makif a rishus dalet? Also not. Because in between you have a ship over here. You do not have an area of dalet al dalet. So Lechayre Taisvis is saying, just like we had before in the Gemara, Cholkuha b'machzeles. A person had a boir that was 8 tfachim wide. And he divided the boir with a machzelus, with a mat. And now, after the mat is this, you don't have dalet tfachim on this side, you don't have dalet tfachim on this side. So memele, so you lost your mechitzas already. So the outside mechitzas are not makif a rishus dalet, because you don't have dalet. Cholku b'machzelus makes it Cholkub and Machzelis makes it that you lost your outside mechitzas. Frektach Taisus, how can you say good aches over here? You have mechitzas to begin with, but these mechitzas don't have a teres mechitzas because it's been makev rishus dalet. So the outside mechitzas are makev rishus dalet. You have something taking up space in between them. So the ship in between the outside mechitzas should be mevatel the Torah's mechitz of good achis. That is what Tosfos is asking. The doifen asvine shebekotzer, this is a new kasha. One kasha that says it can't be a rishus hayochid. And that the Megina Shleimer wants to say, so it won't be a rishus hayochid. Al kaponim, it won't be poured to the karmelis. But now Tosfos is asking, you say, can't say good achis, period. The doifen asvine shebekotzer, mevatel good achis. K'may chalukye b'machtzelas delel. That is a meiridike kasha, what Tosfos is asking. Unless you'll say chalku b'machtzelas, we hear the svar and the Rashba that Tzvaki was machaven to make it for a mechitza. Here, grad it's between the mechitzas, but could be it is not mevatel the teiras mechitza of the two outside mechitzas. But upon them dachsim that is Tosfos kasha. But oi, kasha number 3, lomoli molinu kani v'ulvani. What is the Eitzeh? Rav Huna said, if you'll fill up this narrow area with kani v'uvani, so then it'll be good. Af al gav d'loy mola, even though you didn't fill it up, kiven d'yochel l'malois, choshev reshus ha'yochit. Since you can fill it up, it's choshev reshus ha'yochit, ki d'omar b'perik chaloi, mishum d'iboy monach l'aymidi mishtamish gabi moli kuloi b'yesaybis. The Gemara says in Erevin, if you had an omud that is gavoya yud verochav dalit, so that omud is a reshus hayochid. What happens if a person had a brilliant idea and he banged in a lot of nails on top of the omud? So that makes the omud ois reshus hayochid because it is not roi l'shimush. A reshus hayochid has to be amokim dalit al dalit ha roi l'shimush. The yesedis take away the shimush from the top of the omud. So the Gemara says it's still considered a reshus hayochid mishum di boi monach leimidium mishtamish. Since you're bekoyach, if you'll put something on, it's not considered that the yesedis took away the shimush of the yomid. You can put a board over it, and it'll still be chazi l'shimush. So since theoretically you can put a board over it, so it still has a shame reshus hayochid. So why do you need bepoil to fill up the kani, to fill up the mokim gimel with kani v'ulvani? Let us say, if he put it in there, it would be roi l'shimush. So memela, afilu, he didn't put it in there, it is also sufficient. That is what Tosfos asks on Rashi. Now on this kasha, very interesting. The Rishonim, the Ritva, and the Rashba, they say as follows. And I think that's what the want of Emfarashi. They say that by an Omud, there is a Mokim Lehishtamish Keroi. That means by an Omud, you have a Mokim Dalid al Dalid. Now the Yesedis are taking away from the Dalad al Dalad. That means theoretically you have a Mokim Dalad al Dalad to begin with. Now you have a Moinea. The Yesedis are taking away the Shimush. So that is a Svore. Since you can put a board on top of the Yesedis and take away the Moinea, so Mamel, that is not Mevatel, the Mechitzis Ha'omud, even though you didn't do it yet. But over here, you don't have a kalki dalad al dalad to begin with. Here you don't have dalad al dalad. You have the bottom of the svina is narrow. So where's your kalki dalad al dalad? You don't have it. It's not here. If you'd make a kalki obachdach dalad al dalad. Dachsachmir, they mean to say as follows. We once mentioned from Rab Chaim, there are two dinim in dalad al dalad. There's one din, a reshus hayochid, has to have a karka dalad al dalad. There's another din, the dalad al dalad has to be roi l'shimush. That's two tnoim. You have to have a mokim dalad al dalad. You can't have a reshus, if you'll have mechitzes yud tfochim that are flying in the luft. It's yud tfochim, there's a cholol dalad. But there's no floor. So Reb Chaim says that is not a, according to the Rishonim, that is not a reshus hayochid. Reshus hayochid needs mechitzes. It needs a reichem dal, but it needs a floor also in order to have a teiras reshus.
And then there's another din, that the floor has to be royal shimush. That means the karkois or rishus has to be royal shimush also. So that's two tnoi. So l'chayre, this is what the rishonim are saying. The rishonim are saying that, the Gemara in Erevin that Taisvis brought, that yet an omma that's dala, the mola you say this. So there, Bemison, you have already a kalke dala. Now the only thing is the you say this are preventing the shimush of this kalke. So that we're saying in this chesorin of shimush, we say since it is possible, we can use this kalke even with the you say this. If we'll take a daf and put it on top of the you say this. So the Yesedis are not mevatel the Teiris Hashus HaYochid that the Amud has. But here we're up to step one. Here we don't have a floor to begin with. We say you can make a floor. It's not, it doesn't become a Hashus HaYochid if you could make a floor. It has to have a floor. Then we'll start talking. So Memele, that's why you don't say that Iboy Yochel Lemalois Bekani Ve'uvedi. That is how the Rishaynim Fa'emfer. Rab Chaim himself says that if you look at Rashi, Rashi mentioned only one chesaron. Rashi's only problem in the sugya was mechitza tluya. Rashi did not mention any other chesaron. So mechitza tluya. Good achis, you don't have a mechitza tluya. Rashi did not mention any other chesaron. So he says that the Emerson, Rashi held Lemaisa, you don't need a floor at all. You don't need a floor. The Rishus HaYochi does not need a floor. The problem was that it's a Mechitza Tluya. The whole problem was because the Mechitza does not reach the bottom of the Rishus, but you don't need a floor. You need a Mokim Haroi L'Shimush. The Mokim Haroi L'Shimush, he says that you could say, like Taisu says, you could fill it up there. But the problem was a different problem. The problem was only in the mechitzes. And he says, if you'll say good achis, it'll be good. Say yes, Sakash. If you say good achis, it'll be good. But you don't have a floor. Your floor is not the bottom of the ocean. The floor is because the bottom of the Sfin is mafsik between the bottom of the ocean. So he says, you see from Rashi that Rashi in your side holds, you don't need a floor. And if you'll take away the chesaron of good achis, so the ship will be Rishus HaYochid without a floor. That's how he wants to say Pshat and Rashi. According to Rashi, it seems there's only one chesaron over here. The chesaron, it's a mechitza tluya. And the mechitza tluya will only become ois mechitza tluya unless, when it reaches a floor. So if it's molinu bekani v'uveni, so then it's not tluya anymore. If you say good achis, it's also not tluya. But that is the only problem, it seems, according to Rashi. V'nire, so Taisvi says, Keperish Rabbeinu Chananu. Taisvi says, I did not like Rashi's description of Beitzosa Demeshon. No, instead we'll say Rabbeinu Chananu's pshat. What is it? The Beitzosa Heim Sfinais Ktanois Ho'asuyois Lahalech Bagamin. They were small ships that were used to go in swamps. Bal Shem Shemahalchei Salbitze Hamayim Korilu Beit Tzisa. V'yesh Lahem Defanex. They have walls. No problem about the walls. What is the problem? V'karkois Ha'asuyois Nisorim Nisorim. It does not have a narrow bottom. It has a wide bottom. The bottom is also dala. There's no problem with the bottom. But the only problem is the karkois and asuyes nesorim. The karkois of this ship are made out of boards, but the yesh cholol bein hanesorim. This is a ship that the bottom of the ship is not completely covered. There are big spaces between the boards. If there are big spaces between the boards, so the water comes in. That's right. V'mayim nichnosim shom. The water does come in. The yoishvin ba kemoi b'mayim. When you're sitting in the ship, you're sitting in water because the water comes in. V'hi yasuya kach. If water comes in, why doesn't it sink? V'yasuya kach. This is a type of ship that is made shavilati sapech einan itbas loyla. It will not sink, but the water comes in. So what is the problem over here? So the problem over here is v'koma rav hune kivin shiprutza dina kikalmulis. Since it is open to the yam, there doesn't have a mechitze on the bottom, then it doesn't have a floor. It's parutz to the kalmulis. We don't have a mechitze that's a mavdol beino le kalmulis. So here's a din kalmulis. V'ein metaltlen bo elo bedalit. That means a reshus a yochad at zichanat. It doesn't have a floor. But it's not a kalmulis either. But since it is parutz to a kalmulis, there's a din of a kalmulis. V'ein metaltlen bo elo bedalit. V'loi amru elo bizman she'ein b'nesa l'nesa cholopochus migimu. So when do we say that this Beitos Adamation has a din of a kalmulis? If there's three tvachim between each board, so you can't say lovut. So you don't have a teiris mechitz, you don't have a floor, it's not a reshus ayachid, it's porutz to a kalmulis. So in mele, then you can, so therefore you can't be metalful more than daladamit. Avolim yesh beinesa lenesa cholol poches migimul. But if the cholol between the boards on the bottom of this ship are less than gimul, kilovadomi, then you will say lovot. Va'av al gav shamayim nichnosim bo, either water comes in. Some places means to say the water is not a stira to lovot. That means I'll say, how could I say lovot? The water is coming in. Nishken kasha, the water can come in. I can say lovot also. So Memel, according to Taisvis, let us just see the Loshna Gemara, we have to rectify the Girse. That means like this. The Arbo is a problem. Taisvis is going to be Meichiki right away. Just let's see the Gemara. Hani Beitzosa Demation, Ein Metaltabam Ela Barbo. Why? Because it does not have a floor. It is not a Rishus Ayochit, and it's Poret L'Kamalas, so there's a din of a Kamalas. Lo yamorin ela she'ein bepoches mishloishe. So that means she'ein beinesa lenesa poches mishloishe. There's no poches mishloishe, there is shloishe. Avul yesh beinesa lenesa bepoches megimol less lambo. This abo is a sort of. So Taisva says v'nirad le'gosin yishem bepoches megimol dalit, because the dalit is le'mal le'merid over here. We are speaking about that as long as this gimel tfachim by nesa lenesa, so it's a kamalus. If there's less than gimel tfachim, it is a rishus ayachid. Bimele kol acholol kani beulbeni muta letaltol bekula. Then you're allowed to be metaltol in this whole ship. Maskif lo Rav Nachman lo meloch kuli hay leime good aches mechitzte. Let us say good aches mechitzte. Mi loy sanye, Rab Yosi b'Rab Yehuda oime, alma royin kilu doifnei hatraskel yerdim ad ikrei sholkone. We assume that the doifnei hatraskel go all the way down to the bottom of the kone. Hochinami, now this is a very interesting pshat, this is the Ben Hananel's pshat. So just like we say good aches, and we schlep the mechitzes atraskel to the bottom, ochanami royin kilu doifne asfine akumin. So here we will say that the doifne asfine become crooked, umesavevim hanesorim, venimtso hanesorim mechoborim. A moire dike pshat. We have to know where you see this in good achis. Where did Rabbeinu Hananel see this? But let me tell you a yesod. The Ritva says he doesn't know why the Rabbeinu Hananel had to say this. And the Ritva says he would say different shot. The Ritva says he would say, let's say good achis, we'll go all the way down. We'll go all the way down. I don't know if going, so everything will become a reshus hayochid. That is how the Ritva says. But that means we'll go all the way down and becomes a reshus hayochid. It could be, that's the Ritva's kasha. But Rabbeinu Hananel learned pshat. Rabbeinu Hananel learned pshat that we want to make this sfine a reshus ayochid mitzad atzmoi, And we mentioned before, Rab Chaim says that Rabbeinu Chananel held that a Rishus HaYochid needs a floor. So just like there's a din of, so somehow he learned this, just like there's a din of good achis, you can schlep down the mechitza to make it a Rishus HaYochid, that means you schlep it in order to make it a Rishus HaYochid. So there's no din that you only have to schlep down, you can schlep sideways also. By sukkah. So memela, you schlep it, aces is a din. If you'll, by schlepping the mechitza, you'll be able to make it a reshus hayochid. There it's missing goiva, so you schlep it down to make goiva. Here it is missing a kalke, so you'll schlep it around to make a kalke. Al koponim, we see there's an inyan of good, schlepping. How you schlep is visaloinzer. Nimtso an esorim mechuborim. That is Al Kaponim, how the Rabbeinu Chananel lo impshat. V'zorak v'noch al gabov chayit. So the Gemara, the Rav Nachman had asked Akasha, why is this ship not a Rishus HaYochid? Let us say Gurachis. Gurachis will make it a Rishus HaYochid. V'zorak v'noch al gabov chayit. So K'tois v'slamay desalke daita chashter. The Gemara held now, Dein chiluk be mechitza de mayim l'sham mechitza. Later the Gemara is going to say there's a difference between mechitza de mayim and sham mechitza. Now the Gemara didn't know that yet. The Paschal is Rishus HaYochid, that is a debatable statement. The Chachamim HaChiluk. But Al Kaponim, Rav Nachman did not know this. So Rav Nachman was under the impression, Rav Nachman was under the impression that everybody holds, you say good achis, and you make it a Rishus HaYochid. That was Rav Nachman's impression. Oy bazoi. Asnam beperek keitzad. Amai asnam beperek keitzad mishtatfin gezustere shehi lemailo min amayim. If a person has a balcony that's over the water, and he wants to go and shep the water that's underneath his balcony into the balcony, and he has a problem, he's taken from a kalmelis to a Rishus HaYochid. A memalim, a menos, he cannot bring the water into the gzustere, elim kein osulo mechitzayut. You make a hole in the balcony, that's dalet al dalet, and then you make mechitzis yud, and then you schlep, you put a dli into the hole, and it's surrounded by the mechitzis yud, and you say, so this area becomes a Rishus HaYochid, and you say good achis, so we say the mechitzis yud goes all the way down into the mayim, so then you're schlepping from a Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaYochid. But Al Kaponim, the Mishnah says, klo, you need a mechitzis yud. Now, if everyone holds, according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, that a traskel, even though it doesn't have mechitzas yud, you say good achis, is ma tzorich mechitzas yud. There's something wrong here in this Mishnah. This Mishnah says the only reason, the only oifen you'll be able to take water from the mayim shetachas agzustere into the gzustere is when you make a mechitzas yud. Matzorich mechitzi yud, beloy mechitzi yud tizki, kemoy betrasko. That is Tosfos Kasha. It's a Kasha and Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef told him, do we chaylik on Rav Nachman, but what did Rav Nachman do with this mission? So Tosfos says, he made it an enlightening terrace. That Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda, did davke al gabov, Choshiv le Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Rishus HaYochid. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda only said on top of the traskel is a Rishus HaYochid. Avol lemato, but underneath the traskel that should have a teiras mechitza for the bottom, loy, the lohochi loyahani good achis. He says, so this is a good achis only not to make the whole area surrounded by the mechitzas, ke'ilu it is a Rishus HaYochid.
The whole good aches is only to make the area on top of Rishus HaYochid. To make the area on top of Rishus HaYochid. That is the whole purpose of the good aches. But to make underneath, that you can only say good aches if you have a mechitza yud. So memeilos, so that's why by Gzustra, there we want to make underneath that area it should be a Rishus HaYochid. There you take a need a mechitza yud. Inami, teretz number two. Hod the bina gabi gzuster a mechitza yud. Haino le talto. There are two halachas that a Rishus HaYochid has. One halach is lakula. You'll have to be metalto dal damas no Rishus HaYochid. There's another halach lachumre. That if you zerg mishus harab no Rishus HaYochid, you chayim. Is hard to be nixar gabi gzustere mechitzi yud heine le taltel. That is in order to be matter tiltel, so there chazal were not matter tiltel, or that she have a mechitzi yud. Avol Yisraik leboi mechitzi yud, kamei betraskel. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yud is speaking about a zayrik mishus haram al gabo v'yachayev. They don't need a mechitzi yud. Lechum rerez ha-teiris, rishus ha-yochid afilu, without a mechitzi yud. Here we are speaking about the taltel. Ahoche ahochipoch, leim a good aches. Tachihei chidom a rabbi yisib rabbi Yehuda. Good aches, kshayim shom mechitza yud. Lemehevi rishus hayachid leischayiv. Achinami besvine sheyesh shom mechitza yud. Yisrael lemeim a good aches af le taltel. So memele, so here the Gemara said, since we are one step ahead of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, here we have a mechitza of Yud Tvachim already. So Memele, here let us say good aches even to be metaltal tilt, but to be matter tilt. Let us go further in the Gemara. So Bekitzer, so that was the pilpul of Rav Nachman and Rav Yosi. Rav Nachman had asked the kasher Rav Huna, why don't you say good aches? And Rabbi Yosef told them, you don't say good aches, because Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda is a debatable statement. The Chachomim are choylik on Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye now came to Rabbi Yosef, and he disagreed with Rabbi Yosef. Amalei Abaye, va'at leitizbere, you disagree with Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman is right. V'hasanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Omud b'Rishus HaRabim. If there's an Omud in the Rishus HaRab, Govoya Asoro, it is 10 tfochim high from the ground. V'rochav Dalet, in the top of the Omud is Dalet al Dalet. So we have the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid. But, V'ein b'ikrei Dalet, but the bottom of it does not have Dalet al Dalet. Let us say now, for practical purposes, the bottom is Gimel al Gimel. V'yesh bekotzo shaloi Gimel. The bottom chelik is Gimel al Gimel. So we have something, an omud that looks more or less like a T. That means a capital T. That has a leg and a top. So the ikar is Gimel al Gimel. And later we have, that is, let's say, three tfachim. In seven tfachim we have Dalet al Dalet. V'zorak v'noch al gabov chayev. And the Baraisa says if someone was zorek al gabay this omud, you chayev. Alme omrinin good aches mechitza. Now you also have the same problem. The mechitza yud only starts, is the top seven tvachim, you have a mechitza yud. Three tvachim down, you do not have a mechitza yud. You only have gimel al gimel. So you don't have Dalet al Dalet, you don't have a Teiris Mechitze, the bottom three Tvachim is without a Mechitze. So you have here a Mechitze Tluye. So why is it good? Almom Rinen, good Aches Mechitze. Ochinami, good Aches Mechitze. Rav Nachman said, Amir de Kekashe. In order to take away the Chesorin of Mechitze Tluye, you say, good Aches Mechitze. You proved from Traskel that the Chachamim Acholik and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Midi Irye, is there a zustel between Traskel and Svine? Hosam Havalei Mechitze Shagdi in Boikimbo. By Traskel you have a new problem. By Traskel you have a problem Why don't you say good aches by traskel according to the chachamim? Because you have a the gdiyim which pass underneath the slumdishim mechitza, the good achistik mechitza that the traskel made. And so also gdiyim mevatli mechitza, you cannot say good aches. You can't give this mokim that is a teiris mechitza if they're gdiyim boikim boy. So memele. So that's why the chachamim achaylik am Rabbi Yosi. That Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah said, we'll say good aches. So they said, I agree with you, we would also say good aches. But we are prevented to say good aches, since underneath the mechitzas atraskel, gdiyim aboikim boy. This good aches, the mechitza, does not hold back gdiyim from being boikeya. So the gdiyim shtel, the good aches, the mechitza. But over here, hoche, but by sfine, havelay mechitza, sheina gdiyim boikim boy. By sfine, we do not have any gdiyim. There's no gdiyim running around in the yam. So memele, if there's no gdim, then you take a say good aches. So Abai is telling Rav Yosef, you know, Rav Nachman has a very good kasha on Rav Huna. Let us see Rashi. Is it Rashi? Va'at leitiz bere. Tamrini ki agavde. What you don't hold, Rav Yosef, you don't know, do we say good aches? We have here a omud, but the ikir, the base of the omud, does not have a reichiv dalid. Yesh bekatzer shalai gimel, oisei katzer shal ikroi. The katzer, the narrow part of this ikir, she'ein a reichiv dalid, yesh beigai begimel. It is tall gimel tvochen, v'hain a revusa, the lekalameim a lovud, mimokim shekol al rochbe lekarke, you cannot say lovud. You have a problem of tluya, and you cannot say lovud, because there are three tvachim from the narrow part to where it becomes dal dal dal. Afilahoch yavarishus ayochid, damrin in good achis mechitzte sovav mechitzesel mikineged rochbolamata kilokula shova. We extend the mechitzes which are zayin, which have a goyve zayin, we extend them to the bottom. So chenami bebeitzosa demeshenami name a good achis. Let us say good achis. Midir yehosom kul abay omal Rav Yosef. Now Abay told something else. I'm bringing you a raya from Omu that everyone holds good achis. Now, you wanted to say that the chachamim achoylik with Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda by traskul, toho demaisi raya, that which you brought a raya, the toni. The chachamim poitrim, that the chachamim pater by traskel, krum raya hilekano, the traskel, the kapotri rabono. Is there a raya from traskel to here? By traskel, you have a problem, shum dahavi mechitze shagdiyim boikim bo milamato. There you have gdiyim boikim bo milamato bo oretz taches mechitze sa traskel. Shehem shutei slohola min hakone. The mechitzas atraskel are spread out far away from the kone. That's true, where the kone is, the gdiyim can't go. But the mechitzas atraskel are spread out far away from the kone. L'chol tzad, ubekiyiz gdiyim ha-keves melamei megodachis. So that what the gdiyim are traveling underneath the traskel, that prevents us from saying godachis. Shrei oivrim tachtel. How could we say there's a mechitza underneath the alamdish and mechitza if you see that the mechitza isn't accomplishing anything? Avol besfina leke bekiyas gedim. Shein lecha oiva tachteim. But by a sfina there's no gedim underwater. So since there's no gedim, it is some email, then you should say gurachis. Vechein ba'omud, ein derech lehischachech boi velavir tachashipuoi. By Omud, we hear an Omud that is Gavoya Eser, and you have a narrow chelik that's Gimel, and Darli Schacher, by Gdiyim will not go underneath this narrow part, even though there's Gimel. The Lava Tachashipuy, Shain Elamiyat, it's only a small area over there. So since it's a small area, so Gdiyim will not go. The minute Gdiyim will not go, so Memele, so there's no problem. Frag de Gemore, om alle Ravache, brede Ravache, le Ravashi. very good. You told me that by Svina there's no Gdiyim. I agree with you 100%. Abagami Svina nami ha'ike beki is dogim, but there's fish. Just like you say Gdiyim ha'osi Gdiyim ha'mavatli mechitzte, so there's a whole bunch of fish underneath the ship. You want to say good achis, to make it ois mechitzte tluye, that's going to go all the way to the bottom of the ocean. The base was tutsach on the bottom of the ocean, there's sharks and whales and mustavils is there. So they're also going underneath, also mevatel this lomdeshim mechitze. So what's the chilek between, what is the chilek between the gedoyim and dogim? Amalei bekiyas dogim loishmei bekiyah. Dogim? No. Bekiyas dogim loishmei bekiyah. So Rashi says, lefi she'enom nirim. Because we don't see them. It's very interesting. The Gdiyim, you see, so this is it. The Dogim, we don't see. So Memele, if we don't see the Dogim, so Memele, so we don't say that it shters. We don't say that it shters the Mechitze, because we don't see them. What we don't see doesn't bother us. Umenot Eimre, the boy minei Rav Tavle, Meirat, Mechitza Tluya Mao Shetatir Bechulbe. Is Rav Tavla asked from Rav Ashayla Mechitza Tluya Mao Shetatir Bechulbe. Vomele Ein Mechitza Tluya Materet. Elo Bemayim. Kalu Shikilu Chachomim Bemayim. That the only Matzah Mechitza Tluya by Mayim. He say Gorachis. Vamay Veika Bekiyas Dogim. Kol Shema Mino Bekiyas Dogim. Lo Yishmo Bekiyas. Zogt Rashi. Bekiyas dogim lo yishmo bekiye, vi shana nir. Bechulbe, shederach li yis bo mechitzois shanoflu tachtayim, and a chulbe you have mechitzois that the bottom fell out, shanoflu tachtayim, vikayomis milamaylo tluyots. So yes, the makashu ul mechitza tluye bimata chulbe, ma shatata letaltal bechulbe, שלוי תהי כפרוצו לרשוס הרב. It's not be considered פורץ to the רשוס הרב. So he says you don't say מחיצה תלויה. מחיצה תלויה is not matter. It is פורץ ציין הרשוס. אלו במים כגזוין גזוסטה ראשי למיילה מן היום. It's not בעירבן. The oise מחיצה תלויה סובה וממלא. That's one case. וכן בויר שבין שתי חצרת. You have a boil between two chatzeres. Becholko b'mechitza tluye milamaylo. Malay zemikan v'zemikan v'afal pish le'irbu. She made a mechitza between both chatzeres. The mechitza passes over the boil. So if there are two chatzeres, there's no problem of iruvi chatzeres since they're muvdol. Now the shaila is the water is not muvdol one from the other. The water is mu'urif. So we say, good achis mechitze, and we schlep down this mechitze into the boil. Ha'ika b'kiyas dogim gabi gzustere. So the Gemara answered that you say kalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim, and that is the kula. The kula is since we don't see the dogim, that is the kula shekilu b'mayim. Tuvia Hammer asked a very geschmacke kasha that Lechaire we heard in the Gemara before that if you have a boil full of water, it has a din reshus hayochid. Le'osi maya mevatli mechitzte. And even though it's full of water, le'osi maya mevatli mechitzte. So the Rava Magid says, why not? So the Rav Magid says, because you can see the mechitzes. It's full of water, you can see the mechitzes. So Mamel says, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. Even though it's full of water, it still is a Teres Rishus HaYochid. So he has a very pertinent kasha. He says, when, let's say, the case of Gzustere, we'll talk about Gzustere a minute, we say, good achis mechitzte. So you have, the mechitze goes all the way down to the yam, salom deshe mechitze, good achis. This mechitze, you can't see. It's a lom de shemechitza, you can't see it, that's for sure. So memeila, but we still say le'osti mayim avatli mechitza. It's still a mechitza here, even though you can't see it. The dogim, le'osti dogim avatli mechitza. All of a sudden we say, you can't see the dogim. You can't see the mechitza either. So all of a sudden, dot dancement kalo shekilu b'mayim. L'chayre the whole lom des le'osti b'mayim avatli mechitza, because you see the mechitza. This mechitza you don't see. And the dogim matters. If you'll be a deep sea diver, could be you'll see the dogim. But kaponim, if I'm on top, you don't see the dogim. But you don't see the mechitz either. So what is pshat in the skula? But the Rambam, when the Rambam says pshat in the saloch, it's a meir de kerambam. The Rambam says as follows: Lo hitiru mechitza tluya elo b'mayim bovav. She iser tiltul b'mayim midivrein. The whole iser is only adrabonin over here. So they were makel, even though it's not really a mechitza, elok de lasis hekel. So the emesin pshat is like this. Value mata by mechitza tluya is not pshat that we're making it a real rishus hayochid. It would be a real rishus hayochid, we'd have problems. But we're making that this kalmele should have the teirim of a rishus hayochid. It's not a real rishus hayochid. So it's only a kalmala. So this kalmala, since it has lomdashim mechitzis, and this kalmala also the dogim which are swimming around and mevatel the lomdashim mechitzis are not nearer to the naked eye. So memela, that's the kula sheikilo. So we said a kalmala is a mokim ptur min ha-toyre, and so memela, but we gave it a din kalmala, and it's also letalto. So the mele on this kamlus we said, if there is a lomdish mechitz of good achis, and if we don't see the gdiyim, the dogim, which are bekeir this mechitza, so we gave it a din of a reshus hayochid in order to be able to be metaltal the mayim till the gzustarim.